This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Well, today we're going to start out talking about the Hollywood Hoops Classic coming up. And we've got the director of East Lansing High School with us, Tom Hunt, to talk about the Holiday Hoops Festival. It's been putting on every year, but East Lansing took it over this year, and they're going to run the program for the Mid-Michigan area. So let's bring in our guest, Tom Hunt. Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Earl. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing great. It's always good to talk with you, and it's very good that you know East Lansing High took over this special festival that we've had every year, and that's very good. Why did you guys decide to pick it up?
Well, actually, we were contacted last year, just like a week before the event, and with the NCAA ruling that came down, and we were trying to get it together to save it last year. We were unable to do it, and thankfully the Lansing School District stepped in and allowed the event to take place at the Don Johnson Field House. But the real home for the event is the Breslin Center, and so the NCAA required a high school host, if you will, to do it, and we just stepped in to do that, and we're just thrilled to be part of it.
Yes. You know, I look at it, it's been a great program, a great festival going on for all these years. It just seems like the NC2A has so many silly rules that really, you know, they're trying to take something away that's beneficial and helpful to high school sports, and that, in a way, they were trying to, get rid of it, and that's always a shame.
Well, you know, you're right, Earl, but I think there were some things going on, you know, around the country that raised the red flag, and some of these events were taking place on campuses in you know, around the country, and they were flying in high school teams from all over that happened to have a recruit on there for that particular school. And, you know, I think it was the way coaches were kind of, you know, getting around the rule to get that particular athlete on campus, and they'd be visiting, and it wouldn't count as an official visit, if you will. So, you know, I think there were some, you know, a little bit of shenanigans going on there, but that the NCAA felt they had to address.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this year's festival of hoop teams. Just tell us about each team and when are they going to start playing and everything.
Well, the date of the event is Thursday, December 27th, and again at the Jack Breslin Student Event Center. And the first game tips off at 11 a.m. and that is Fulton and Fowler, and they've been involved in the Holiday Hoops in the past. The next game is a 12:30 tip off, and that is with Olivet and Marshall, and those two communities have faced off against each other for many years now. It's a nice rivalry, and we're glad to bring that to the Breslin Center. 2 o'clock game features St. John's and Holt, and the 4 o'clock game is Okemos. Okemos has been involved the past several years, and they're off to a great start this year. And they'll play a new team, Troy Athens. So they're new to the to Holiday Hoops, and we're glad to have them with us. The 6 o'clock game is East Lansing against Detroit Martin Luther King. And the last game of the night is 8 o'clock tip, and that is with Lansing Catholic against Hastings.
Okay, so it's a full schedule, and if people want to now, I know there's a few crazy people out there. I might even be included in that. But if you want to stay for all the games, how much is it going to cost someone to check in?
General admission tickets are $12 at the door. You can get them in advance at the Breslin Center box office. And you know, Earl, even if you leave, you want to come for a early game and come back for a later game, you can do that.
Okay.
They'll give you a wristband. They'll issue you a wristband when you leave, and if you want to come back, so there is an opportunity to do that.
Okay, so, sounds good. It sounds like you've got a lot of fairly. Was it difficult picking out the teams to make so they would be fairly competitive games? I know every now and then you have a blowout, and I know that's hard to avoid, but it looks like you've got teams that are all really competitive, and that you should have some very competitive games.
Yeah, it should be a great day of basketball. Actually, this year was a little bit tough because, you know, we really got the release from the NCAA kind of late, and so I was on the tournament director still is Mike Boric, who is the driving force behind this event and has been for years, and it's really his baby, so to speak. And so Mike and I have been on the phone and trying to get schools that have already really completed their schedules for this year to you know, agree to move a game or to the Breslin Center, as St. John's and Holt did. That game was supposed to be played last week. But Chris Irvin and Rick Schmidt got together, and they willingly moved that game to the Breslin Center. So it was, I think that was the biggest challenge for us, because many schools had their schedules done, and to get a good slate of games like we feel we have was a particular challenge.
Yeah, so you were able to convince some schools had to move games. Were there many schools that were able to schedule or add a game to the schedule, or was that already filled, like you said? And was it just basically moving games around, or could some schools schedule a game?
Well, it was a combination of both. Some agreed to move games. Others, the MHSA limits you to 20 contests in a year. So some schools, for example, Lansing Catholic and Hastings, were in the negotiations of playing a game at the time. So each of them only had 19 scheduled to that point. So once we got the go-ahead, we contacted those schools, and they were able to – we're excited about having the opportunity to play at the Breslin Center.
Yes, I know this would be good for your local school, East Lansing. He's always had some very good teams, and I know this will be that'll give them a chance to really test themselves going into the holiday season before you start conference play. Do teams look at it like that way? This will be a good test for them for the most part before they start their conference season.
Yeah, I think so, Earl. I mean, you really want to test yourself. You know, it's unlike football. Everybody makes the playoffs, so you really want to test and see where you are. And certainly, Martin Luther King is gonna provide that for us, provide that challenge for us. See where our team is, see where our weaknesses are, and the things we have to work on. Yeah, that'll be a great test for us, and I know Steve and the kids are looking forward to it.
Yes, so it's going to be a great day, December 27th, all day from 11 o'clock on. Are you going to have any other special events or anything going on with the tournament? Anything that folks will be looking forward to, or is it just going to be basketball all day?
It's going to be basketball all day. Schools are allowed to bring their pep bands if they want to, and cheerleaders and dance teams. So there'll be some entertainment at halftime and between games. But it's a pretty tight schedule, so it's going to be basketball all day. And I'd also like to mention our Shaheen Chevrolet has stepped in and is the title sponsor for the event, and Dean Transportation as well is providing transportation for the schools, their teams, cheerleaders, and fan buses if they want one. So we've got great partners in this event. And again, Mike Boric is the driving force behind this and does the lion's share of the work.
Okay. Hey, Tom, it's always a pleasure talking with you. I mean, you know, I wanted to get you on and talk about the tournament. It should be a lot of fun. I know kids really appreciate it. I know for kids who haven't been there, Tom, you know, it's always fun getting there early so you can see their expression when they look and walk on out of that court. You know, some of them have never had a chance to play in Jennison Fieldhouse, so it'll be very special for all of them, won't it?
Oh, it sure will, and you're right. The kids really light up, and you know, so few teams really have a chance to play on the Breslin Center floor. So it's going to be a fun day, and I can't wait.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. It was good talking with you. It's always good talking with you, my friend, and we'll talk again sometime.
All right, Earl. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye. And that's Tom Hunt, East Lansing High School Athletic Director, talking about the Holiday Hoops Festival coming up on December 27th. It's going to be an all-day affair, and you only cost $12. You want to watch all those games all day? Well, go ahead. I might be over there all day. I'm not so sure at this present time. As you know, that's during the holiday season, and a lot of us have things to do, but I'll probably be over there for quite a few games. We'll put it like that. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. You're listening to Michigan State University Radio on AM 870. And, of course, spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR, East Lansing. I want to talk to you. I shouldn't do it right now, but what the heck? We just finished talking about basketball. Now we need to talk about some depressing basketball. The Detroit Pistons. They've lost 7 of 8 games recently. And they got the Wizards coming up on Saturday. So that might give them a break. They may win that game. But other than that, that's a team they're really struggling. They're not struggling quite as much as the Wizards, but they're close to it. They've got some good young players. I don't know if it's the kind of player you can build around and help, you know, mold into a championship team. I'll just say they've got some good young players. I got Greg Monroe, who's turning into a pretty good player. Andre Drummond, the first round draft choice from last year. And he's going to be up and down. He's been up and down a lot this year. He'll probably be up and down for the whole season. So that's one of those things that you just have to look for. And hopefully he'll get better, and hopefully he'll become a more consistent player. But that's all we can look for is just, with the Pistons, is just hope. You know, they got a new owner. I know there has been talk. Some people want the team to come back downtown. I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, to be honest with you. It could be, and it might not be. How many more people would that help lead them to go to a game and check it out? So that's the question. Hopefully, you know, it is what it is, but hopefully it'll be better now. I got to tell you, we've got tickets to give away, so let me give out the number. And Aaron will take the number for the tickets. That's 884-4783, and that's for the Texas game coming up Saturday. 884-4783, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Michigan State Texas game coming up on campus on Saturday. So once again, 884-4783 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Texas game. We'll give away 2 pair of tickets for the Texas Michigan State game. So give us a call right now here at AM 870 and register for your chance to win tickets. They'll give them away probably. Jeremy will probably give those away either Thursday or Friday, but we'll have those tickets for you right here on AM 870 WKAR. You're listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
The head of NATO says the Assad regime is close to collapse. Even Russia seems ready to concede that Bashar al-Assad's government may not survive the civil war. I'm Neil Conan, amid reports that Scud missiles have been fired and a Syrian government warning that rebels could get their hands on chemical weapons. How desperate is Damascus? Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
It'll be partly sunny and we could get rain and snow today, the high 40. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow and a low in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, maybe some afternoon rain, Wednesday's high 41. For Thursday, rain and snow with a high of 44. This is Scott Pohl.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday, 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. So let's get back and I don't really like to talk about something as depressing as the Pistons, but that's a depressing subject. The Pistons, and when you look at their record overall, it's 7-20. And in that division that the Pistons compete in, in the Eastern Conference, there's only Cleveland, which has a 5-20 win season, and Washington, which is 3-18. But Charlotte is 7-16, and then Toronto is 6-19. So, you know, they've got a few cupcakes in that side of the ledger, and I don't know how many they'll win. Can they maybe be a 25 wins? Maybe they can get that many. I don't know. On the other side, you only have three teams that haven't won 10 games yet. You've got New Orleans, 5-18. You've got the Phoenix, 7-15. You got Sacramento, 7-16. So you got those three teams, competing for a spot and trying to win some games. And it just doesn't look good for the teams in the East or in the Western Division that haven't had a winning season. And that's the thing. You know, if the Pistons were, say, somehow got hot, and maybe get to the playoffs, so what? I mean, can you expect them to make any kind of moves or do anything in the playoffs? I don't think so. The Pistons are what they are. They're a good. They're not even a good. They're just a young team trying to find their way. And that's it. And Aaron, help me out here. The Pistons, they don't win very often, but they've got a chance. Some games they've been in, but some games, I've listened to a couple of games, and boy, they don't, it's easy to spell defense, except for the Pistons, because they don't play that much defense.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is they're just a young team. I mean, it's going to take time. I there have been people on the show before that said, they're still a handful, a couple years out. They're a couple years out before you can even, maybe next year they might get into the playoffs, but they're at least, 3-4 years even before even considering attempting to, get to the championship game. So, they're a young team. A lot of guys are just trying to learn. Part of it is the guys are so young, so they're trying to learn the game itself, but also they have to learn to play together at the same time as they're learning the game. So, it's not like a veteran who knows the game and knows how to play it well and is just adapting to new players. These are all basically young players adapting to a new game, adapting to new players at the same time. That's going to take a lot longer than, someone that maybe just got traded to another team or whatever the case may be. They got a lot of talent. I don't think anyone's going to say they don't have, talent or potential. Obviously – there's high expectations, and as they continue to draft, in the next couple of years, I expect them to be a playoff contender and, a championship contender. But they got a long ways to go. It's a little painful to watch right now. But
yes, it is.
If I don't care for NBA basketball for a number of reasons, but hopefully they'll be able to get back to where they were a handful of years ago. It's a completely different team now.
Yes, I'm starting to care less and less about the NBA basketball myself. I know we have a lot of listeners out there that still love the Pistons, and thank good for them. But, Aaron, I just wonder how many of those loyal fans would be willing to pay to go see the games. I mean, why should you go see the Detroit Pistons at this point?
Well, if I'm trying to make the argument that I'm a fan and I want to go, entertainment value, I guess, in the sense of maybe you take the family out, you take your son or daughter, you take, you know, other family members or whatever the case is. Maybe it's a work outing, you know, something different. But I don't know if you go because the fact that they're a great team. I mean, that's they're not. So that can't be your reasoning. But I mean, there was a game on the other night. I was catching some of it. They're not selling tickets. There's no one in the stands, and you feel bad for the team because they kind of remind me of the Lions a little bit. You know, sometimes there are a lot of people just. You know, there'd be a lot of empty seats, but, you know, basketball is a different sport. A lot of teams, as we saw in Arizona this past weekend with Detroit Lions, that was a sold-out game. There's a lot of Lions fans there, actually, but it was a sold-out game, and Arizona has no chance to go into the playoffs, and it was a sold-out game. I mean, what does that tell you about the fans? But, you know, what does it tell you about the fans in basketball, though? Sometimes they're not, you know, unless you're in New York or Boston and that kind of thing. It's Detroit. I mean, and people have argued that the location of where, you know, in Pontiac, where it is, it's not the most, Pontiac, I don't think really offers much, right. You know, and that's, they've talked about trying to move it down to the, you know, by Joe Louis or, you know, Ford Field or Tiger Stadium down by that area, and that they would sell a lot. People would go because you have other things to do besides just going to the game. Driving there, walking in, watching the game, and then leaving, and that's it. So, you know, that's something that maybe they look down to the road. It's you know, I mean, on a personal level, I mean, I would not enjoy going to a Pistons game right now.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy it. I mean, just to get there, there's so much to get there. Then to pay those exorbitant costs, I mean, you know, you're going to pay at least $5 $10 to park after you buy your ticket and get your popcorn and your hot dog. It's really expensive going to an NBA game.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, we're all aware of how the economy is and, yeah, I mean, it's expensive, but with the way gas is, you know, the reality is if they win, people show up. I mean, that's the number one rule in sports. If you win,
yeah, they'll come.
If you win, they'll come. If you build it, they'll come. So, unfortunately, that's where Detroit's at. You know, they're just going to have to continue to get better and work, eventually people will show up because I do expect them to get better. Even times when they were really, really great, I still felt like there were times probably they didn't just sell as many tickets as they used to or, you know, as they should. But again, I still believe that they need to get out of Pontiac. They need to move down to where the other teams are. I mean, I feel like they would if it actually moved down there, I think I would actually go to a game, you know, better because I can make a day out of it. There's things to do down there. Granted, I'm a young guy. I like to, you know, have a good time at a bar, but, you know, that's something to do. You go out with some friends. There's other things to do downtown as well. So, you know, you can make a day out of it. Pontiac, I don't know what you can do in Pontiac, you know, so you can't really make a day out of it. So it's not really, you know, a thing. Like I enjoy, obviously there's no hockey season this year. But I enjoy going to Red Wings game. I can go to Hockey Town. I can go. There's other things to do around there as well. You know, so you can make a day out of it. You can't really make a day out of going to a Detroit Pistons game.
Okay. Well, what about those Detroit Lions? Got to go from bad to worse. They're not going to make the playoffs.
I think they're both. Really,
yeah, they're not going to make the playoffs this year. The Lions aren't. We can't say that for sure about the Pistons, but it looks more likely that they're not going to make the playoffs. But they still have a lot of games. They got a lot of chance to turn themselves around. But the Lions, only two or three games left, and then they just got handed. They got a brutal beating by the Arizona Cardinals, who were 4-9 and lost about five or six in a row, and. You know, what can you say about the Lions? Is Jim Schwartz's job in jeopardy, or will they give him another year?
I'm sure it's in the back of their head. I think just everything that could have went wrong this year, I just felt like it did go wrong. You know, you had your off-field issues. You had players getting injured. Stafford's just – he's having a decent season, but he's not anywhere near last year. You know, Calvin Johnson is doing his thing. You know, it's just one thing after another. And I think Sunday was kind of the the staple in the season of what just happened. 38-10, I believe, was the final. I mean, that was the worst game of the year they played. I mean, at this point, I don't know what Schwartz tells the players at that point. But yeah, I mean, the Lions are just, they're just not on key this year. You know, I hope Schwartz can get some of the players, you know, get control of his players. Sometimes I feel like he doesn't have that sort of command or respect sometimes. You know, and they've had issues on the defensive side as far as the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator, especially on the offensive coordinator. I forgot, someone was yelling. It may have been Titus Young, but that, I guess that's understandable, the problems he's had. You know, there's been questionable calls on the offensive side, but as we all know, that if that doesn't, you know, if that doesn't go well, if a play doesn't go right, then it looks bad. But if it goes well, then it's, you know, it's always the right call. So, you know, they have lots to work on for next year. You know, hopefully the draft will go a little bit better than last year. I thought their draft last year was pretty decent, but the Broyles pick kind of threw everyone in for a loop. Why you pick a guy, you know, with a bad knee coming, you know, he hadn't played, is beyond me. You know, the team's been too inconsistent, and too many players doing stupid things, basically. And, you know, a lot of players just not, you know, showing up when they should. So, you know, the season's lost, but they play for pride at this point.
Yeah, let's hope they do. They better play for pride. Maybe paying for their last paycheck. You know, a lot of jobs are on the line. I imagine there'll be a lot of new players out there in Lions country next year. The turnover should be tremendous. So I won't be surprised if the Lions, you know, have 14 or 15 new players on their roster.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that either. And one thing too, people are always like, "Well, you should play for a draft pick." Well, no, actually, you shouldn't, because here's the problem: they've been picking so high up in the draft for a handful of years. Now it's catching up to them in payroll. They can't afford to pay all these guys this kind of money.
Yeah, they have a salary cap in the NBA.
Right. So
I mean, in the NFL too.
Right. So they're not. Something's got to give, and unfortunately, someone big that's pretty good is going to have to. They're going to have to get rid of him, because they're not going to be able to afford him. And the only thing I can think of is that they just cut they cut other players in other areas, a couple other players, and so they get rid of some, you know, some weaker players, and they bring in some even more weaker players and pay them less, so that way they can pay these big names. But we'll have to wait and see if that actually happens. But yeah, I expect a lot of new faces next year. But then again, it's the Lions. Who knows? They've surprised us in the past. You don't really know what you're going to get, which is, unfortunately, that doesn't bode well for an organization.
No, that's for sure. I mean, the Lions have been, they're the staple of this community. You know, whether you're a Michigan fan or a Michigan State fan or a Western Michigan or a Central Michigan or Eastern Michigan fan, everyone is, they might have their favorite college, but they all are in support of the Lions. Their only pro team in the area. That's why the Lions get such great support when they have their home schedule. And they get some good deals for their eight games that they're going to see. So give us a call at Talk Sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR, 355-9527, or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Give us a call. We come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up and talk sports right here on AM 870 WKAR. Oh, and we've got a few more minutes before we have the break. That's coming up in a few more minutes. I started to give it a little bit early, but we've got a few more minutes. And unfortunately, it looks like Ray Lewis may not beginning coming back so soon. He might, he'll be having another week, another time to stretch and get ready for it. But boy, he gives a great motivational talk. I mean, there's some guys, and that's the thing with football and some sports, you have a person who is really made for the sport, and Ray Lewis is one of those. He's really been made to play football. He's a passionate person. He's very passionate about the game, and he loves the game. He loves the game of football, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Congratulations to Jim Boeheim, who won their 900th game. So that's 900, and we congratulate him for that. That's a lot of basketball games. And Aaron, that's beating up on a lot of chumps. Because Jim Boeheim always has basically a cupcake schedule against a bunch of so-called cupcake teams.
Yeah, I mean, that's always... have you done 900 shows here? You think you've done 900
shows? Not 900 cupcakes, I hope.
Oh, well, I'll get you a plaque that says your 1,000th show, and you set a new world record. Yeah, I mean, sometimes those, you know, these kind of... It's great. 900 wins, regardless, it's great. But I think that's one thing that I think, you know, sometimes numbers, big numbers seem like, oh, it's a big number, you know, congratulations. Well, no, hold on a sec. What does this number actually mean? Let's look at, you know, how did it get here? And you're right. Cupcake schedule. I mean, sure, it's 900 wins and a lot of great wins in there. A lot of great wins. Reality is, how many of those could have any other team, any other coach probably won just by showing up and, you know, throwing the ball around the court? Probably a lot. So, I mean, the reality is 900 is great, but how you got there might not mean so much. You know, Duke on the other case, he's got over 900, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
Krzyzewski and Knight are the only other two that's got 900.
Right. That is, you know, those two guys, it's like, wow, there's some, I mean, there's some huge,
yes.
We're talking like some of the best games, you know, of all time, wins. Obviously it's an opinion-based thing, but regardless, you know, it's still 900 wins. You got to give them credit. I mean, the fact that even from a non- you know, win standpoint, for the fact that he's coached this long, you know,
yeah,
proves that he respects this game enough and loves this game enough to stay and continue to do what he's doing and still be good at it.
And he's one of the rare coaches that's got all 900 of his wins at Syracuse. Most other coaches, even Knight, as you know, move around quite a bit, but he's been one of the lucky ones. He's been able to stay there at Syracuse his whole life and got them 900 wins. So hats off to him for that, and hats off to him for all those great wins that he's had a chance to watch.
Yeah, I mean that, you're right. You know, but again, it's, you know, there's a handful of games, but I'm sure we could go back in Duke's case and you know, in Knight's case as well, and I'm sure there's lots of handful of games that are just cupcake games. So I don't know, maybe I'm being a little too harsh. Sometimes I think we like to give out awards for pretty much, you know, showing up sometimes, but. You know, the reality is, I guess I'll never achieve something like that in my lifetime. So, you know, still hats off to him, I guess.
Okay. Hey, it's 20 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock. 20 minutes away from Stay Tuned for more sports talk after this short break right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Earlier this year, 12 people were killed and dozens more injured in a shooting at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. Dominic Bivens was in the theater next door.
There was just all kinds of screaming, and it was just frantic. It was just terrible.
From Columbine to Newtown, the lives of those who bear witness can change forever. I'm Neil Conan, witness to tragedy. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
It's good to have you with us. I'm Scott Pohl. Today will be partly sunny with a high of 40 degrees. There's a chance of rain and snow. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow and a low in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy and a slight chance of afternoon rain tomorrow. The high Wednesday, 41. Rain and snow and 44 for a high Thursday.
and give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527 or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. You know, the Tigers made it official. They've signed Anibal Sanchez, and he'll be a part of their rotation. They should have a good, strong starting rotation again. And if the bullpen comes close to being pretty good, then the Tigers are going to have – I wouldn't put them locked in the World Series yet. I know that was their goal was to get there last year, but I don't know about this year. They still have a lot of work to do. Well, let's go to the phones and talk with Joe in Lansing. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Earl?
Okay.
Hey, I hear you're talking about the Lions, and over the years they're just terrible, Earl. I mean, one other organization that would, other than Arizona before they got in the Super Bowl, Earl. I mean, in Atlanta before they got in the Super Bowl, and in the Saints. I mean,
yep. But the Lions are the Lions. They've just been a terrible franchise for a long, long time. They've never been able to get it together and get the right people in there. I mean, I commend them for trying to get good drafts and sign some good free agents, but they've never done it the right way with the right people.
But me and you, Earl, we could draft somebody that we know that was hurt during the year, like that wide receiver from Oklahoma. And we don't take him in the second round. We'll wait until the ninth or eighth or ninth round to take him if he's available.
Well, you can only go. They only have seven rounds in the draft, so that's as far
right,
as you can go.
Or six, seven rounds. He's a free agent. He's hurt.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. And they're gambling that he's going to be he's going to get healthy, and he can help them out once he gets healthy. But, you know, we don't know that. We just have to, that's one of those things you just have to wait and see.
Same with Javon Best, you know, his concussions in college.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, they probably shouldn't have drafted him at all. But they took
a
chance.
Exactly.
Yeah, they took a chance because of his speed. He had good foot speed. So they took a chance one that lost.
You see what he did against MSU, Earl, when he played us, you know.
Yeah.
But, they just never had a proven winner come to Detroit like Parcells or Gibbs or whoever.
They've gone on the cheap for the most part to get paid coach. But I shouldn't say that because they've paid their coaches a pretty good salary, but they haven't got the big name coaches because they probably have to pay even more for a big name coach. And to talk him into coming then you have to talk him into coming to Detroit, coming here to play.
You know, I'd offer Tony Dungy 10-20% of Ford stock or Ford company, Earl.
See, yes, that's because it's not your money, so it's easy for you to do.
I think he'd take that offer, Earl. That's true, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he might for 20% because they're a good grossing team. They gross a lot of money in Ford Field, so yeah. So he might take that. He'd probably be very tempted to get it.
Just someone experienced like that, Earl.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Dundy's a proven winner, and Cowher and all them, but they don't want to come to Detroit, do they,
right.
Earl?
No, they don't. They don't really want to come to Detroit, no.
Right.
You just have to hopefully, you know, they're getting these coaches who are on the rise, and hopefully one of them that they hire eventually will be a winner, and they can get they've had so many problems in the draft, Joe. That's a big problem because they rely like a lot of teams at getting the draft choices. And I've often said, and it's still true, they draft good on the first day. Now they don't even draft good on the first day. They draft their first round draft pick, it's usually pretty good, but rounds 2 through 7, it's been pretty bad. And for the most part, it's always been bad on second day, getting 4 through 7. But now it's getting 2 through 7. It's really they've really struggled. I don't know what you can take. They have to get more better personnel people eventually to turn that personnel around.
And they need a shutdown corner, Earl. And Peterson ain't in there from the Cardinals this year, so.
Yep.
You know, so that's not a good time to get a cornerback in the top 5-10 pick.
Yeah, it's true.
So, all right, you know, all the callers get in.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. We'll talk to you later, buddy. Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, Joe's right on a lot of that. The Lions just have a lot of hopes, a lot of holes, and a lot of problems, and hopefully they can turn it around. And I don't know, you know, Aaron, what do you think? What Can the Lions ever turn it around, become a decent, consistent playoff team, or is that wishful thinking?
Well, I mean, it's positive thinking, I'll tell you that much. You know, I think it's just a culture thing. For years, it's just, you know, the same thing over and over and over. You know, and I don't want to come down on anyone, but I think we all know the reality is, you know, I'm not sure, maybe you can answer this. How much is the Ford family still involved within sort of decision making? Do you know how much?
I know the son who took over the day-to-day operation, he's still involved from the old man. The old man is giving up a lot of control, and his son is running a lot of that the day-to-day operations.
Yeah, see, I don't know how much like that affects sort of the organization, but even if it doesn't, I mean, I would still believe that the personnel, coaches, you know, players would be able to change the culture there. Mm-hmm. I do believe they change it somewhat. They've changed things around quite a bit. I mean, we can't deny the fact that they're much better than talent-wise. They're much better than they used to be. I mean, basically, you know, I'm just going to throw numbers out here, but, you know, from, you know, let's just say from 2000 to when did Schwartz come in? 07, 06?
Yeah.
Somewhere mm-hmm. in there. You know, from there, I mean, they were terrible, absolutely terrible. Obviously, the 0-16 year. You know, when Schwartz came in, he did positive things, you know, and they improved. He improved each year. And then obviously, this year was a down year. But, you know, I think culture wise, they still have a lot of work to do. How they are going to get, you know, I guess, rid of sort of that mentality of, you know, losing and those kind of things. I don't know. I think that just falls on the coaches and maybe the executive staff. I don't know. I don't run an NFL organization. I don't want to run an NFL, well, at least not the Detroit Lions anyway. So, I mean, I think it comes down to a culture thing. And maybe it's one of those scenarios where the culture was so bad and going on for so many years, runs terribly, so terribly, that it's going to take a long time to fix. It could be. It could be one of those scenarios. I mean, we've seen it. I'm sure someone would probably come up with an organization, a business or something that had that sort of mentality and it got completely changed. And especially now, you know, in the day and age of media, I mean, every single little thing you do, there's someone there with a microscope analyzing it. You know, you go to the bathroom, I'm sure someone's analyzing that, you know. Walking out of the locker room, oh, he looked like he was limping. Oh, wait, no, never mind. He was just galloping through the hallway. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not joking. This is the kind of thing, you know. So sometimes I think, you know, it's difficult to sit for us to sit here and say, well, they're not doing great things. They're not, you know, they're not doing this. Well, sometimes the media will just feed us the minutia of things, you know, that, you know, the, obviously sports has always been about the minutia of things, but, I think it's a culture thing and I don't know, hopefully they can get it turned around. They have a little bit, but they have a long way to go if they want to even consider themselves to be a contender for a Super Bowl championship.
Okay, give us a call. We're trying to give away some tickets for the Michigan State Texas basketball game coming up on Saturday. So give us a call at 884-4783. That's area code 517-884-4783. Register for your chance to win tickets to Michigan State Texas coming up on Saturday. And we have two pair to give away. So two lucky people will win a pair of tickets to the game. So give us a call once again at 884-4783. Give yourself a chance to win a pair of tickets to Michigan State and Texas coming up on the Breslin Arena coming up on Saturday. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. We got about 10 minutes left in today's program. I've been depressing myself talking about the Lions. And, of course, and the Lions and the Pistons. There's not much to talk about here about the Pistons and excuse me, and things these days. So if you want, you can give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. But what we need you to do is call us up, talk sports, spread the word around, tell everybody you know that you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR in East Lansing. But, of course, spread the word around. Tell people that you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR East Lansing. So call us up, talk sports with us right here on AM 870. And we love to talk to you each and every day. We'll be with you until 2 o'clock talking sports. And let's look at some of the other sports. Aaron's on the phone, so I can't ask him this one, but I just wonder, are we going to have hockey this season? I mean, that's the question. I've always thought it was going to settle at the last minute, but now I'm definitely starting to wonder, will we have any hockey this year, or will this be a year that the hockey fans, they're some of the best fans in the world, but is this one of those years where they don't come back to hockey? If they don't have the league, will people come back? Will they come back to the NHL? I mean, people have been paying some very large amounts of money for tickets to games. And I'm just wondering, will this ever right itself? Will it ever become just a good game again for fans to go and see, especially if you love hockey? So I'm just wondering, Will you still love hockey if they cancel the whole season out? Because they could lose the whole season. It's becoming a distinct possibility that this season will be canceled. But if it is, will you still support it? Will you still support hockey even if they decide to shut it down altogether for this season and wait till next year? So I don't know. Hopefully it won't happen, but boy, it definitely could right now. And so that's one thing that's very unfortunate in sports if we lose a whole hockey season. We know baseball and football have settled their differences, and basketball settled their differences, the management settled their differences. So you've got three sports for sure that are going to be around, going to be giving you a chance to make some money as a professional athlete, and that's what you're going to have to do. And we'll see that from year round right now, because we've got a few teams out there that are very good teams and are very, very good teams that we'll have to look at for the rest of the year. 355-9527 or toll-free 877-9527-870. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. WKAR. Once again, 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. We come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870. If you've never called us before, you can become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on WKAR. But we want you to spread the word around. Tell your friends and neighbors, people that you know, that you can enjoy sports every day right here on WKAR. Remember, we're the only person in the state that we talk sports with you right here from our public radio station. There aren't many public radio stations around the country that have local sports shows, but we do have one here. And you're certainly welcome to call us and get with us right here on AM 870 WKR. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Mike on the line. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Earl, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. Did you happen to go to the women's game?
No, I didn't.
On Sunday?
No, I didn't.
Boy, Susie wasn't too happy. They had I think it was Jasmine Hines was in the paint too long, and they called 3 seconds on her, and she was a little fiery on that one on the sideline. We were looking at the team, and she definitely wasn't too happy on that one. And I think probably in the free throws in the second half, the girls' free throws were definitely off. They were definitely off at one point. I think they missed 4 in a row, 5 in a row. But she wasn't too happy on it, because I think they kind of slacked off just a little bit after they got that big lead.
And that happens all the time if you get a big lead. It's hard to maintain it and build on that big lead. But many teams, they start to coaster, basically playing the clock. They start playing the clock when they get a big lead.
Yep. So soon as I walked in there, I went and grabbed a big thing of popcorn and thought about you.
Well, that's good. That's good. As long as you had the popcorn. I was over at the course at the men's game Friday and Saturday in Jenison Fieldhouse. And, boy, that popcorn smelled so good. It brought back all those memories of the old days. And, of course, I had to buy a tub of popcorn even then and enjoy it. I ate the whole tub. So that was enjoyable at the Memories games, and enjoying some of that old style popcorn, because it really smelled good.
Oh, yeah. My brother and I split one, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks a lot, Earl.
Hey, thank you. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Yes, you know, that's we can still share some of those memories, and hopefully they'll come back. And but getting that popcorn, oh, that's great. And so Aaron, I was going to ask you, do you think we're going to have hockey this year? Do you see any chance that the season, maybe half the season or something, can be salvaged?
No, I don't, and I don't see what the point of having a season would even do. I mean, at this point, I don't know what. I don't know how Bettman still has a job. I mean, it just blows my mind how that guy can still run an organization like he does.
Well, that's because he the owners pay a salary.
Yeah, well, that needs a change. There's not going to be any season. There's no point in having a season. Would I like a season? Yes. But, you know, at this point, you're playing a half a hockey season. No one's going to, you know, you're just not going to sell tickets because it's a half a season. There's not going to be a season until Bettman gets his stuff together. I had other words I was about to say, but I can't say them. There's not going to be any season.
Oh, that'll be disappointing if there is no season. I know they've got at least probably another couple of weeks left where it looks like they might negotiate where you can have a half a season. I don't know if you can if you can just live with a half a season, though. I mean, that's still cramming a lot of games in on the calendar.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't looked at how they would handle a half a season in hockey. I'm not really sure how that would play out. Basketball. Was basketball a half a season or three quarters? I forget kind of what it was.
Yeah, I think it was a three quarters last year.
Yeah, so three quarters, you're kind of, you know, there comes a point where you reach in the season, you're just like, okay, we can't have a season anymore. And I feel like it's before you would even even reach halfway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're throwing out half your games. I mean, that's, you can't do that. It's like basically a college football saying, well, we're only going to have six games this year. If you're 3-3, you get into the bowl game. I mean, you know, that's, you can't have that. So, either way, there's not going to be a season. It's just a shame. Hockey could be a great sport on multiple levels, but, you know, it's being run by, a guy that, frankly, he has no respect from any of the fans whatsoever. And that, what does that tell you? That probably means you should step down.
Yeah, he probably should, but we know money talks and everything else walks. So we'll just look at him, and Bettman will have his job probably for as long as he wants it. That's the thing that's odd about him. He came from the NBA. He was the assistant to the commissioner for the longest in the NBA, and he came from there. I often wondered, how could a guy come from the NBA to hockey, and he all he did was NBA his whole life? And I'm just wondering, is a guy like that, does he have a lot of hockey experience, a lot of hockey knowledge? How does that play out?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you all for listening today. Thank you for calling, and invite you to come back and join us tomorrow right here on AM 870 WKAR. You've been listening to Michigan State University Radio, WKAR East Lansing. We come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870. So we want you to come back and join us tomorrow, and have yourself a safe and a pleasant evening. And I know I'll hear from you tomorrow right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. This is Michigan State University Radio, AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Have yourself a very safe and a pleasant evening.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.